Manchester City versus Manchester United, live from the Etihad.
On Off the Ball.
With Sky. Get more of the sports you love on Sports Extra with BT Sport and Premier Sports.
Full time at the Etihad, and it's a comprehensive 4-1 win for Manchester City against Manchester United. De Bruyne twice for Man City and Riyad Mahrez twice for Man City doing the damage. Jadon Sancho did equalise for Manchester United on 22 minutes to make it 1-1, but you suspected that would be a short-lived situation, and it was. In the end, Manchester City's dominance was evident all over the stats. For instance, to Manchester United's 5 shots, Manchester City had 24 shots and 72% possession as well. And in the second half, that shot count was Manchester City with 14, Manchester United with 0. So it was a complete mauling in the second half, it's fair to say. City are now 6 clear of Liverpool. Liverpool do have a game in hand. As for Manchester United and their fourth placed ambitions, they continue to look dented, as they have done over the last number of weeks. Arsenal are now a point clear of Manchester United in fourth with 3 games in hand. So potentially, were they to win those 3, could be 10 points clear of Manchester United. Those two do play before the end of the season, but you suspect there'll need to be a reversal in both their fortunes for United to catch them at this stage. Let's bring in Brian Kerr, who was on commentary for us at the Etihad. This was like at Old Trafford, Brian, men against boys.
Yes, completely so. You gave the statistics there, the figures. When you said Manchester United 5 attempts at goal, what came into my head immediately was, I'd say City at 25. So I was just exaggerating by 1. Yeah. You said 24. That's I think it was an imbalanced ratio, 5-1. That's how the game was played out. Possession similar. The overall assessment, I'd say, was Manchester United were outplayed, outfought, and outtaught. I think the manager, he got it wrong in terms of the system, in terms of trying to survive with a back four and 2 protected players in the midfield, the 2 that he had, and leaving Pogba and Fernandes to do their own thing and expecting 2 wide players. Now, they worked hard today. I've been critical recently of the lack of work rate for Manchester United's wide players, sometimes when it's Rashford, sometimes Sancho and Rashford together, but also Pogba. Today, they tried, but, you know, Pogba looks to me like a fella going through the motions, that he knows he's not going to be with them next season, and he's just doing a few bits and pieces, but not overstressing himself. Didn't seem too upset to be taken off after about an hour in the game. But Manchester City were just magnificent in the game. Just, you know, the patterns of play, the choice of pass, the accent of the pressing. Out of the 4 goals, I think at least 3 of them came from them retrieving the ball in Manchester United's final third, where there seemed to be lots of players around, lots of red shorts. Manchester City players in blue shorts were quicker to the ball, and immediately it's a quick forward pass, and then it's another touch and a run in behind. Just the numbers, there were too many of them for Manchester United to pick them up. It was all desperation stuff. Goalkeeper, you think De Gea made a lot of very, very good saves because he had to. Edison didn't have to. Manchester United a long way short of what's required. They've spent £1.1 billion on players since Alex's departure. They won the league in 2013, and in the 8 years since, you know, they've had a couple of second places, but mostly it's been third, fourth, fifth, sixth. 2 second places last year, second place 12 points off City. The last time they were second place, they were 19 points off City. They've averaged over 20 points behind Manchester City over the last 5 years. So, and today they looked like that. It's 22 points is the gap now, and whether it extends or narrows between now and the end of the season, that is the difference between them. They're miles behind them at the moment, and Manchester City are signing good players. They don't sign too many duds. You might say Jack Grealish hasn't justified over the 100 million, 120 million, whatever it was. But today, he looked a class act in this team as well. They haven't made many mistakes. They made a few mistakes on the centre-halves over the years. Now they've got 3 very good centre-halves, and you could add Ake into that. He wasn't available today. Stones and Port were brilliant. Diaz wasn't there. But they just have so many good options. And whereas look at Manchester United and say, where's the value in what they have? If they were to put them all up for sale, at the end of this season, who'll be buying them? How much would they get? What return would they get on that investment of 1.1 million? Won't get much back for Pogba. Would probably walk away for nothing at the end of the season. But the rest of them, there wouldn't be many great takers. You might get some of the Italian clubs taking them, hoping to snatch some of them, maybe some of the French clubs for 5 million, 10 million, that sort of mark, but not the sort of money they paid for them when they bought them. And they're in a bit of a mess at the moment. It's all the talks about the manager and the new manager. What new manager will they get if they don't? They're not going to finish. Look, they're going to be struggle to finish the top four. I can't see them making it on the performance today. Not just today's performances. Performances overall. Went into the match 4 wins, 4 draws. Before today, say, well, unbeaten and 8 in the league. Yeah, but the 4 draws cost you 8 points. It's not enough. It's not good enough. And today they met a class team and they were substandard and way off it, just about hanging in the match. Manchester City, though, take the glory today, and deservedly so. Yeah. Bernardo Silva, Foden, De Bruyne, that little trio towards the centre forward position, without any of them being in the centre forward position, were just outstanding.
Have you subscribed to the OTB Football Podcast?
Harry Maguire versus Johnny Evans.
Oh, Johnny Evans.
Harry Maguire versus Steve Bruce.
Steve Bruce.
Harry Maguire versus Wes Brown.
Wes Brown all day.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast, stream wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.
I'd heard some talk in the build-up to this difficult period for Manchester United, and, well, it was more just clinging for some kind of hope than anything based in reality. And I was almost suggesting, well, maybe against the better teams, because they had been, as you said, average in some of those 4 draws. Maybe against the better teams, they'll counter-attack and they'll surprise us. And actually, you just watch today, they are just so far away from doing that. And, you know, to your point about the 1.1 billion, how many Manchester United players would get in that City 11 today?
None. There's nobody. I mean, you know, right across the whole team, there's not one player you could then make a case for. Bruno Fernandes is back to what I said about him earlier in the season. Too much hands in the air, blaming other people, blaming the referee. He tried like he chased in the first 20 minutes, trying to close down from the centre forward position. But Pogba, it was half-hearted. There wasn't the support to it. It wasn't, you know, concerted and concentrated. It wasn't organised and disciplined enough to be effective. It went on for a while and then City began to play through it. But no, there's no, you know, they were short for Varane today. Would he have made the difference? Maybe slightly. I doubt enough. But might have played with the 3 centre-halves and 5 at the back had he been fit. They were now Ronaldo. That make much difference? I don't think so. Ronaldo would have hardly had a kick of the ball today because they needed players with energy to get around the pitch and he wasn't going to contribute to that. Cavani might have made a bit of a difference had he played. He gives you a focal point and he runs around and he chases. But overall, you know, you're talking about 35 and 37 year old making the difference, and Varane, he's not getting younger. He's still quite young enough to make a real contribution at this level. But they're overall way off it. But the, you know, today we should be talking about the brilliance of Manchester City and like the patterns of play, the understanding of where each one is.
I just would love to know how Guardiola does this time and time again with these teams. It's just so impressive.
What interests me about it is they're not the most physical looking team. I said it when they get a corner kick, they're dependent on Rodri, Stones and Laporte to attack the ball, and yet they come up with a way of scoring another brilliant goal from a set piece today, where they have those big guys there. It's a bit of a run to the near post, but then a deadly pick out from De Bruyne to Mahrez right onto his foot, make sure that they've all the Manchester United players engaged and marking or attracted in towards their own goal line or 6-yard box, and he comes up with that. But you know, it's a bit around the non-physical players. Like, I'd say I don't put De Bruyne as a big physical player. Bernardo Silva certainly not. Mahrez not. Like Phil Foden, like he looks like a little boy playing in the men's game. But it doesn't matter. They're just so dominant. The angles to make for to receive passes. The positioning to take up, their skill on the ball, the speed, it's magnificent to watch. I mean, I find them at times boring to watch when they're so dominant in so many games where teams don't take them on. The game is, they're going to score and everything. I find myself sometimes reading the paper when they're playing on the television. I just look up when they score the goal and see how many passes involved in it, because it's so relentless, and they make it so easy looking. But when you see it in the game today against opposition, that the match matters, a big derby, history between the clubs, you know, antagonism between the two teams in the city, all that, all historical reasons, and you see the essence of it, you see how they can make some of the Manchester United players, as you said, would any of them get into the city team? No, yeah. No chance.
Well, hopefully worth the trip. Thanks so much for today, appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe, it was great to be here.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Brian Kerr there with Nathan Murphy, watching Manchester City 4, Manchester United 1, and that doesn't even tell the full story, to be honest.
Football on off the ball.
With Sky. Watch big games from the Women's Super League live on Sky Sports.